Major League Baseball is in London today. It's actually a pretty good game. 3-3, Mets, Phillies, bottom of the sixth. It's the MLB World Tour London Series. Very interesting, taking a page, and I know that they've done some international games before, taking a page out of the NFL's book of playing overseas, trying to grow the game. I wonder, though, is the Mets and the Phillies the best way to grow the game elsewhere? The Phillies are the best team in baseball. The Phillies have Bryce Harper, and et cetera. The Mets, however, are 9 games below 500, and they're bad. They are not a good baseball team. Is this really the game that we want over there? Like, the Giants, excuse me, the Dodgers and the Yankees play tonight on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. Both teams with over 40 wins this year. Yankees have any number of stars. The Dodgers have them as well, including Shohei Ohtani. Why isn't that the London game? Why isn't that the game that you're putting over there? Because, I mean, I got to be honest, I haven't seen, Charlie, you're watching this. Are the stands even full?
Yeah.
Like, is there anyone there?
Yeah, it's a novelty game. It's still a novelty there. It's a baseball game in London. That doesn't happen every day. So I think you could throw the Twins and the, I don't know, Athletics out there, and it would probably be a full stadium.
You think so?
I honestly do, yes. I think the majority of people there have no idea what they're even watching to begin with, so they don't care about the teams.
They're watching bad baseball is what they're watching.
Well, not only do they not know that, but they don't realize they probably know the sport pretty decent, but they don't realize where the Cubs are versus where the Cardinals are, maybe. I don't know. That would be, that'd be my take.
They do know New York, though. I mean, and that's why the Mets are there, right? They are the New York Mets. Yeah. So yeah. That's why.
That carries.
I think if Major League Baseball is going to try to expand their market, which is what they're trying to do, and pay the money that it takes, because it does. I mean, you have to fly everybody over to do this. I think this is a miss by Major League Baseball, one of the many that they miss. But I don't think this is the game you broadcast in London. I think this is a waste for them. I think it's a missed opportunity.
Wasn't this scheduling, though? I mean, this probably had to have been out there so far in front. And that this is the third time. So you had the Yankees and the Red Sox in 2019, the Cubs in St. Louis in 23, and now you've got this one with the Mets and the Phils. I would have to think that they put this out there, you know, at the beginning of the season, right? Or when they did the scheduling and put it that way. Otherwise, you're right, it would be a huge miss if they didn't. But they're just trying to follow the you know, it's like a book that my brother and I had, Follow the Smart Money. They're following the smart money. They had 55,000 people at that Cubs game last year. So you look at merchandise and the selling there, they're just like the NFL. And you said that at the top. They're just trying to grow. They're just trying to get these partnerships together. They've got a partnership with the BBC for TV and all the rest of that, or some form of TV. Stevie Cohen is a character. We all know that. I mean, that's why they did the show Billions, because it was based upon Stevie Cohen, the owner of the Mets. He's got all the money in the world, and he's willing to spend it, and he wants to win. It just hasn't happened yet. But it's interesting.
I mean, it's not like it's a bad matchup. Like, it isn't the Athletics and the Twins. This is still, for the most part, a pretty good matchup. And yeah, like you were saying, Pete, this is planned well ahead of time. And people thought the Mets were going to be fine because Steve Cohen is spending a lot of money. They just haven't been. I don't think it's that big of a miss. I think that, like I said, I don't think a ton of people care. Yeah, you'd want the Yankees, but the Yankees already did it. Yankees and
so
and
borrow
Boston.
A page out of the, but then borrow a page out of the NHL's book. They keep giving Pittsburgh and Buffalo and Chicago the Winter Classic over and over and over again. Yeah. You know, I mean, you go with what works, and stick with it. You can go back. Doesn't matter if Americans think it's unfair because the Yankees keep getting to go. The Americans are already in on the sport. From Major League Baseball's opinion, we've already got our fans here. We're trying to expand. We want to show the bet from a business standpoint. You want to showcase your best possible work every time you're going to a new audience. I would argue, are the Mets and the Phillies the best possible work to show an expanding market?
The Phillies are, yes. I think that is. I think you got one of the two, at least. So it's far from a bad decision, because the Phillies are that. They have been phenomenal. And they have personalities like Bryce Harper. They do have that already.
Well, and because of the money spent for the Mets, despite the fact that they're not winning, this is a team that people probably know at least a name or two, right? And that I think is part of the allure of that also. But, you know, they're still trying to get to Paris. I don't know when that's ever going to happen or if it'll happen, but that's something that they've been talking about because they want to get that same international exposure that the NFL has had the great success doing and others. It's just one of those things where I think that Major League Baseball, I don't think that they got it as wrong as we're portraying it right now, Dave. I think that they're just having that one opportunity to see a couple of games and they had the games yesterday. What was it? 7-2, I think. And now they're at 3-3. So they're giving the fans a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah.
I'm watching a video of Tim Kirkjian showing pictures of Mets players to London fans, and they have no idea who any of them are.
Even would, the stars?
Okay. Would you, Dave, if I showed you a picture of the roster of the Mets right now, could you name a single player? One single player.
Maybe a couple. Maybe. I know by faces.
Francisco
possibly.
Lindor. Come on. He's on the squad.
Yeah. I wonder, though, like, and I don't think that this is, I think even more or less, whatever you want to call it, than the NFL. I think the NFL makes more sense to have a full-time London franchise or a European franchise than there's no way you can do this in baseball.
No.
There's none.
Too many that road games. Trip?
Oh, my gosh.
Makes no sense. Fewer games in the NFL, it's doable. But, yeah, no, it would not work. By the way, shout out to Team USA Cricket, the biggest upset in cricket history. Did you guys see this? No, and down in Texas,
no,
USA Cricket beat Pakistan at the Cricket World Cup. Never happened before. It's our first Cricket World Cup that the United States has been in, and they beat the number two team in the world. It's the biggest upset in cricket history from everything that I've read about this. Very exciting time for all the big cricket fans.
Are you a big cricket fan?
Not a big one. No,
so
I'm
you like
small.
I just want to get this right. You like cricket, but you hate pickleball.
He hates pickleball.
I don't know if I like cricket.
But you know that you hate pickleball.
Yeah, I've been exposed to more pickleball than I have cricket.
The rest of the world, at least our country, I should say, the rest of our country thinks that pickleball is the next greatest thing,
well,
except
Dave,
you.
Dave,
they're crazy for it.
Dave, people are idiots.
Hey, I will say this, guys. California, it is exploding out there. It's already, I mean, it's not just starting. It's already there. Everywhere you look, there's pickleball in California. It's unreal.
The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line's lighting up. Someone, texter says, there's probably a fair number of persons stationed overseas in the military at this game. A trip to London is a quick trip for most places in Europe. So
yeah, there's that, and there's people that probably would plan a London trip around this if they're big Mets or Phillies fans. So I'm sure that there are, you know, Americans in the stands, but still there's going to be a lot of Londoners who have no idea what they're watching.
And I don't know what the sales were, but I mentioned it earlier about the merchandise that the MLB is able to sell over there. It's up 43% year over year. I don't know what the real number was, though, because that could be $1,000, you know, and now it's 1,500. But I don't know the number, but I know that it's up significantly. So they're getting what they want out of being over there in Europe right now.
I'm looking right now to see if I can figure out what it costs to get in the door, but I cannot find it quickly enough. I don't know how much I'd pay to get in there. But anyway, this is a series, by the way, because they have the London series, they have the Mexico City series, which would be Houston and Colorado, the Dominican Republic series, Boston, Tampa Bay, and then the MLB World Tour in Seoul, South Korea, will be the Dodgers, which makes sense, and the San Diego Padres. So, hey, you know what? They're branching out. You got to go find more markets. Good for the MLB for trying to do it. We'll take a quick break and come back, and we will talk a little bit about as the ownership turns. It's the latest in our soap opera that is the Minnesota Timberwolves ownership saga. We'll be right back. The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line is, well, frankly, quite busy today with all of our chat about WNBA, about what's going on in the Gopher recruiting, as well as London baseball. By the way, if you missed any of our first hour or any of our show in general, you can always catch us, our podcast. It's a free podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts or on the free Odyssey app. To the text line, I completely agree with Pete's take on Jefferson's contract. I have seen many teams in various sports hamstring themselves by investing too much in one or two, maybe three guys. All too often, those teams shortchange themselves in other critical areas. Pete, great job.
Well, I appreciate, you know, and again, I didn't mean that as any kind of slight on JJ mm-hmm. at all. It was just there are so many good receivers. And you look at the draft this year, look at how deep we were with receivers just coming into the NFL. And we already have 15 guys that you could say are pretty outstanding receivers. So yeah. It's nothing against JJ at all. He is the best, in my opinion. He's number one and he's going to get paid. And he obviously got that payment. But I just kind of wonder sometimes how much is he differentiate versus the guys beneath him. Yeah. And I don't know that it's that big, to be honest.
Well, it's a big bet on the other JJ. It's a big bet on JJ yeah. McCarthy, because the way that you get around that and being hamstrung is you have a quarterback on a rookie deal. So if you can keep that quarterback on a rookie deal throughout the Jefferson contract and they perform, then you're in the clear. You can spend, you have a lot of more money to spend elsewhere, even with Jefferson's contract.
And what people don't know that I'll say real quick that here to follow up that is it's like the Brock Purdy situation out in San Francisco getting $850,000, right? I mean, so it allows the Niners to be able to spend money at a lot of other places. And at some point, he's going to have to get paid too. But JJ, his contract will be much bigger than Brock's was because of where they were. But it'll still be very low in terms of quarterback pay relative to the top 10 or 15 quarterbacks.
This one talking about, so here we go, to the talk and text line. 100% BS, Clark being left off the team. The Caitlin Clark being left on the Olympic team is done to appease Diana Taurasi. No one complained when Lizzie Whalen was on the Olympic team in her first professional year in the WNBA. I was looking this up. I don't think it was her first professional year in the WNBA that she made the Olympic team, but it was close. We had lengthy discussions about this. Remember, here's another one. Remember when the Dream Team had to have a college player on the team have a college player on the team and they chose Christian Laettner. Shaq could have played. Yes, Charlie, she didn't attend the camp because of the college finals. End of story. And other quality college WNBA players did not make the cut. Next 4 years. They agree with you, Charlie, that Caitlin Clark shouldn't be in this year.
My argument is not that she missed the camp or any of those things. That doesn't bother me at all. My argument is they're just better players than her. It's a better team without her on it.
Well, and you're just talking about the depth of talent yes. that we have on that team. Yeah, it's there.
I'm not saying anything against Caitlin Clark. I'm just saying, man, that is a good team. I don't know how you put Caitlin Clark on that team.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. But as my son always says, I don't agree to that. So, okay, that's fine. Who's going to own the Timberwolves next year? Now it's going to be A-Rod, Mark Lurie, and maybe Michael Bloomberg, who got in this week, apparently, as the two sides continue to argue. I found this very interesting. We've heard this entire time A-Rod and Mark Lurie say they had the money, they had the funds, it's all but said and done, but now they go out and got another investor. I'm scratching my head a little bit here, but if this was also just an open and shut case that they missed their payments – And truly, Glenn Taylor was right, then why is this still being dragged out? I think there's still a lot about this situation, guys, that we don't know.
Right. Yeah, they're talking about it. It sits now in arbitration. They still haven't figured things out. And Glenn Taylor, if they missed the final payment, maybe there's some sort of caveat in there, Dave, and that's what's holding this thing up. Maybe there's something in there that says, hey, look, if this, then they've got X yeah. number of days or something, whatever it might be. But nonetheless, if they miss the deadline, I think to your point, because we were talking about this off air, well, maybe they didn't have the liquidity and the money to be able to get that final payment in there. I mean, something happened. Why would you not? If you're buying it and you're at March 28th, 2024, you're buying this team, you're getting that next 36%, whatever it is, and you miss the payment, how do you miss that payment? Especially when you know for a fact that the value you got it at 3 years
ago. You're getting a bargain.
Yeah, you're getting a bargain. And now you might have to pay another billion. You know, maybe the negotiation will get it to the $2.5 billion or maybe higher. Well, The good news is Michael Bloomberg, that he sneezes $1 billion out almost on a daily basis.
I wish I could do that.
The guy's got $106 billion. I've known him and of him forever. I mean, financial business information, the guy's incredible. He will have nothing to do with the team. He doesn't even care. He just looks at the investment and let those guys kind of do what they want to do. So it should be a pretty interesting thing. But obviously, it's much more complicated than we really know. Otherwise, it would have just been halted.
It'd be over by now.
Yeah.
And man, wouldn't it be sweet if Bloomberg actually was interested and just wanted to foot the bill for great teams? Wouldn't it just, I don't care what the salary cap is. I'm just going to keep throwing money at it because it's fun.
Yeah. To that point, isn't, if you're a Timberwolves fan, which ownership group is more attractive? Which one would you rather have owning the team right now? Glenn Taylor or A-Rod, Mark Lowry, and Michael Bloomberg?
Well, it comes down to, do you trust A-Rod, Mark Lowry, and Michael Bloomberg, right? I think there's a lot of hand-wringing about moving teams, new stadiums. If they don't get it, we're just not going to be here anymore, because they don't have those connections to the area. The one thing you can say about Glenn Taylor, he wants this team in Minnesota, and he will do just about anything to keep them here. That has been one of his major goals, and I think the fans appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, but he also said he was going to look Andrew Wiggins in the eye before he gave him a max contract. I'm sorry. That one
there
I always.
There are downsides too. But
I mean, it's just that one always comes back to me. It always comes back to me. All right, gentlemen, this was fun today. Again, we're out early today because Inside Twins is up next, and then the Twins play this afternoon against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we will say goodbye for now. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.